Now, from yesterday, I was telling you about Conor McGregor's sister who runs a tanning salon, and there was the allegation that it seems to have been proven that a 16-year-old went in, wasn't asked for any ID in any way, shape or form, and spent a few euro. Apparently you can spend, you know, 3 or 4 euro in some tanning salons and you'll get maybe a 5-minute tan top-up on a sunbed. But anyway, I got a phone call yesterday, Neil, to say that my 14-year-old son was seeing going in to get a sunbed session on the north side. I got down to the tanning session beds and I just missed him. But the person in the tanning place said he wasn't in there at all. But I found out later, after quizzing him, that she not only gave him a tanning session at the age of 14, but sold him creams and everything else. It was just so unprofessional. Okay, so what you're telling me was that he was in there and he had a sunbed session and nobody asked him for age identification and he's only 14 years of age. So it is happening. And I wonder how much of it is actually happening. Now, there will come a time when all of commercial sunbeds where you can go in and book sunbed times will be illegal. Won't stop you renting them or leasing them and letting your friends share one at home, but the tanning salons themselves, because they're saying there is no safe level of sunbed tanning. So it's interesting. I want to chat with Audrey. Audrey O'Neill's got the tanning guru. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you keeping?
So good. Does any of that kind of stuff surprise you?
No, it doesn't. But what I will say, Neil, and on the upside of it, I have noticed a change with younger people. And I think they're kind of getting at the dangers of sunbeds.
I'm often in the city and I'm driving across the Keys and on different parts of the city. I'm not going to name the sunbed company, nor will you, I know. But my God, there is one of them. And there is just a continual traffic of young people in and out of one in particular. You see them on the street.
And even
if they aren't underage, they are still very, very young with young skin.
100%. And people don't realise it, that using a sunbed before the age of 35 increases your risk of melanoma by 75%. That's huge.
And imagine if you were a slave to them. It's probably even worse.
And the problem is with them, Neil, is people get addicted. They become, I think, I call it tanorexic. They can't see the colour they are and they want to get darker and darker and darker. And it's damaging. The darkness is, it's complete damage to their skin.
I saw a girl the other day actually walking with a pal of hers. Now, the pal was very, very tanned, but herself was almost orange. Would that be a spray or a cream or something, or would that be as a consequence of sunbeds, what I saw?
What people are using are these nasal sprays.
Huh?
And it's giving they're using these nasal sprays before they go on their sunbeds to accelerate their tanning. And it's giving a very unnatural colour.
How does that work, that nasal spray, and where are they available? Are they getting them online or what?
They're getting them. I haven't come across them myself personally, but I have seen them for sale to Facebook and Instagram and these sites. I know from clients that I would be tanning younger clients and they've used nasal sprays to accelerate it. Now, God only knows what they're doing to their body. It's bad enough, the exposure to the UV light, but now they're using nasal sprays on top of it.
What is in this? Like, the most tanning nasal sprays contain a hormone called melanotin. It mimics the body's natural hormones, stimulates artificially the melanin, making your skin darker. They are illegal to sell in Ireland.
I'm rightly so, Neil. I mean, I don't think people realise the damage that they're doing to their bodies. But they're a big thing. Not so much anymore. And like I said there at the start of the conversation with you, younger people are getting it and people are starting to float. In my experience, I'm getting people coming to me for spray tans because they realise the damage they're doing to their skin. They're like, I can't, you know, it's almost a guilt that they're using beds.
Yeah. You know, the nasal spray tans, nasal tans, whatever you call, what is the proper term for them?
They just call them nasal sprays.
Brenda this morning was looking at those and she found a place online where you can buy 3 of those sprays for $12.95 online, reduced from $38.95, delivered to your door.
Outrageous, but can you imagine, like, no one knows what's in these products. These aren't FDA approved. like there could be anything in these paddocks. So like it's mind-boggling, number one, that people would use them, and it's scary because they're bound to have health implications down the line. People don't know what they're putting into their bodies.
Yeah, it goes from bad to worse, doesn't it?
It really does. So, like,
Have you seen damage to people's bodies from sunbeds?
100%. If someone stood in front of me, Neil, I can tell you if someone is a sun worshipper and someone isn't.
How?
And definitely, you can see their skin ages. They've sun damage on their bodies.
What is sun damage?
All marks on the skin, mottled skin, freckles, and people don't realise it. Some people get, you know, when people will get something removed, and I've seen it in clients, they've gotten a freckle removed from their leg. But the freckle has been so long and with such a deep root, it's like you get a spoon and you have to scoop out the side of the leg to get this out of the person's
But we
body.
All have freckles, though. You know, that's yeah. part of being Irish.
It is, but there's different types of freckles, Neil. And I see freckles that are natural freckles, light freckles. Then you see black freckles. They're not natural freckles. You get them a lot from the sunbeds. It's an unnatural, they're a navy black freckle. That's not natural.
And have you said to somebody, you need to get that checked?
100%. I did. I actually had a client recently, and you have a responsibility if you see something, Neil. And I'd never make a big thing about it, but I'd always say, there's something there. I'd check that the next time you're with the doctor.
And would they have told you that they had been a sunbed worshipper, if you like?
100%. You can see it in their bodies, Neil. The colour of your skin is different. The skin ages an awful lot faster.
See, here's the worry. I know we were talking about the dangers of sunbeds, full stop. I get that. But it's the younger generations now that seem to be very much up for using them, not understanding the consequences because they're young. They don't care about the consequences. They don't take them seriously because they're young.
Sure, we all go wild abandoned. Like when we're younger, there's no consequences. You know what I mean? You love to put an old head on young shoulders.
But you know, is it because that's the look now? You must look tanned and the tanner... Because sometimes you see people that are just so dark or so orange that you wonder, do they not realise how ridiculous that looks?
I don't think they do. And I think that when they're on the sunbeds, they just have this thing. They don't see how dark they're going. Like, there is no such thing as a safe UV suntan. There isn't. But there are safer alternatives.
But is it a bit like you become addicted to it? Do you know? And I mean that seriously. You could say that, you know, you say things like somebody gets a tattoo, then they get another one, they can't get enough and they just can't stop. I'm not saying it's anybody's business. Probably there's no health implications of them. But that the same could happen with sunbeds.
You see that with a load of people, and it's like, I see there with girls, and they'd be paying €25 to go on a sunbed because you've the cost of the sunbed. Then you've got your sati or cream and whatever. And it's like a drug to them. They'll pull €25. Like, they could have nothing, and they're like, I'll get that now because I really need to have a sunbed. Do you know what I mean? That's an addiction.
Yeah. So you would be a fan of the proposal to ban them then?
100%, Neil. Like, the usage of sunbeds increases the chance of melanoma by 75%. End of story.
John says that it's all to do with women's vanity. But it's not just women.
It's not just women. Listen, men are huge. Men love the sunbeds. Now, younger guys, you know, it's a big part of their grooming regime. But I'm also, what I am finding is a lot of people are taking up spray tans because it's instant. They're not baking themselves on the beds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How long would a spray tan last?
Well, if you do it properly, you should get a week out of your spray tan.
Right. What cost?
You know what I mean? €50 to get your tan done. If you're to buy a bottle of tan now, they're gone so expensive, you're talking €40 and you're topping it up every day.
So do you put them in a little tent yoke and you get in there with them? Is that it?
Yeah. I don't get in with them personally.
how do you spray them?
I pop them into the tent and I spray them from the outside. It's very quick. It's very convenient and it's very safe.
Yeah.
And you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You can go out and get it done. You can, there's other things you can do at home. You can use gradual tanners. You know, another big thing is, I've noticed, is from a cosmetic point of view, and I've heard that in New York, spray tans have gone through the roof because people are spending a lot of money now on these laser treatments on their faces.
Yeah.
So it prevents them from going in the sun.
Right, yeah.
So
And is there any safe amount? Like, you hear stories of somebody might say, well, you know, I want to go and, you know, get a little bit of a top up because I'm heading overseas or I'm going on a sun holiday. So I just jump on the suntan beds for maybe two or three sessions.
No, there's absolutely, you're okay. Doing damage to your skin straight away. And even when you do go into the sun, you know, you should be using a high factor. You know, thing of, oh, I went out to the sun and I got burnt alive. You're not using your factors. You have to be responsible for yourself. You have to be responsible for your skin.
Yeah, I know.
And your skin hurts.
Okay, all right. I got an interesting email here that I want to read out, actually, from somebody whose daughter who had a mole in her ear. So I'm going to get that one on. It was melanoma from sun exposure, by all accounts. So I accept that we don't get a whole lot of sun here, but in spite of all of that, somebody said to me recently that everybody should be putting on some kind of factor every single morning on their face.
All the time. I got
Is that not a bit over the top? No, obviously it's not if people feel it's important, no?
No, listen, even in December, there's UV light coming through and hitting your skin. Your skin is being damaged, funnily enough. Now, we don't get as much UV exposure in the winter, but it is there and there is damage being done. You know, and it's really up to the person. I see people and they're religious but minding their skin, and their skin is just flawless, perfect. It's like baby skin. And you see people who don't look after their skin, it's like a leather satchel.
But it's reckless to allow 14, 15 and 16 year olds in, not asking for ID. That's actually, because it's clearly illegal.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
It is outrageous.
Okay.
To me personally, I think that the use of sunbeds is outrageous in this day and age. You know, but I do think that people are growing in awareness, and I do believe the younger people are growing in awareness. I think as well, you know, TikTok and all these things have a huge part to play in, you know, promoting, you know, safer alternatives.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not what young people see. You mentioned the words; it's all part of their grooming regime because it's probably what they see on social, you see, and they just want to be
that way. And that's what it is. It's all about, social has a huge impact on what they do. But you know what? To be fair to them and to give them their due, they're copping on a little bit.
All right, good stuff. Okay, you're always there anyway, Audrey. Take care, appreciate it. Audrey O'Neill is the tanning guru. You can follow her online. I brought my daughter to the dentist last year where a mole in her ear was mentioned. I guess the dentist saw the mole on the ear, and then that prompted you to take your daughter to the GP. While I was there, I also asked the doctor to check a mole on my own leg that had been rubbing against my clothes. I'd previously had a couple of moles on my chest checked, and they were fine, apparently. So this other one wasn't an overly concerning issue for me. My daughter wasn't referred any further, as she was under 16 and not considered a high risk in spite of the mole in her ear. The GP checked the mole on my leg and said it was fine as well. As I was leaving, the doctor asked if I had any other concern, and I mentioned a mole on my neck, something I'd never really worried about before, just something I would notice occasionally, for example. As soon as the doctor looked at it, the doctor became concerned. A second doctor was called in and both of them examined it. They didn't alarm me, but asked me to come back later that day. When I returned, there were three doctors in the room. They decided to remove the mole there and then and told me they'd be in touch in a couple of weeks. I guess they were taking the mole out and getting a biopsy. Anyway, I was later called back to see the consultant to confirm that melanoma had been found in the mole. It measured 0.6 centimetres and was caught at a very early stage. I was then introduced to a cancer nurse and a care and support group. I received it was incredible. I'm very grateful to the doctors. They were the ones that spotted it. Although the mole had been removed, I was then referred to a plastic surgeon to remove a wider area around it just as a precaution, just to make sure that nothing was left behind. My main takeaway is that this was a mole I'd never worried about with no symptoms, and it turned out to be melanoma, cancerous. I really want to highlight now how important it is it is to get anything checked, as early detection made all the difference in my case. I was a regular sunbed user, and I know this was definitely one of the causes. A regular sunbed user, and Paula says she knows that this was definitely one of the causes, and perhaps the sunbed was the cause for that cancerous mole. Keep them coming. Text 0868 104 106.